Okay, we're up to the laws of Hatmana. Okay, this is serious stuff. This is heavy-duty stuff. It talks about here the question of turning on hot water on Shabbos. Modern day, you let it on hot water? Definitely not, right? Are you allowed to turn on the faucet? The hot water? Are you allowed to turn on the hot water faucet on Shabbos? Of course not, right? If you have a gas. Well, it depends. There are certain techniques that... There are techniques. Groma, it's... You can really do it in your house also. You just turn off the cold water. If you turn off the cold water in the... You have to have a special type of... You have to have a special type of a hot water tank. But he addresses some of these issues. But let's see what it says. It's Halacha Yud Zayin. It's on page Mem Aleph. We're up to page Mem Aleph. Halacha Yud Zayin Hatav Shilin Tzrichin Lashkiach Lahasir Menage Cholim Kadem Shabbos. Now he's going to discuss ancient types of ovens and pots, which we are not familiar with, and some of these halachas analogy halacha lemaisa. But let's just see what it says. Tavshilin, cooked items, cooked food, tzrichin lahashkiach lehasiram min agicholim kadem haShabbos, they have to be removed from the coals before Shabbos. So you have a pot is in the oven, it's on live coals. I don't think anyone today has this type of setup, but for Shabbos, you're going to have a barbecue, you're going to have your pots on a barbecue, or Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon, you have the barbecue in the backyard, and there's a pot on the coals. Okay, even on the coals, you don't. No one today puts things on the coals, you have a grate.
Younger people use barbecues.
They do?
Yeah, sure. In Israel, they do barbecues.
On Yom Tov, yeah?
Yeah, on the barbecue.
Okay. You can do it. Fire is mutl tzurachol nefesh, but even if you do it on Shabbos, our modern barbecues, you don't actually put the food on the coals. You put it on a grate. The grate underneath is a cavity to put the coals, and then there's a grate over here. In the ancient times, not so ancient, it's only 100 years ago, it seems they had some type of oven where you would actually put the pot directly on the coals. The problem is when you remove the pot from the coals, you may indirectly cause some of the coals to be extinguished or to flare up. So it's a question of Havara and Kibui on Shabbos. Causing a coal to flare up or a coal to be extinguished is a Malacha Deraisa. So at Havshilin, Tzrichin Lahashkiach Lehasidim Minak Acholim Kodem Shabbos, you must remove the pot from the coals before Shabbos. V'im Shahach V'loi Hisivam, what happens if one forgets? E Ozai Im Yavai Shabbos if on Shabbos you want to remove the pot, and the coals are flared up, it is forbidden, because you may indirectly cause the coal to flare up or to be extinguished. But the Ali Day Einu Yehudi Mutter. But to a guy, it is mutter, because even to a Jew, the Mishnah Berurah seems over here to mention that b'di'evit, a Jew also can do this, as long as you're very careful. It's not a psik resha. It's a davar sheni mischaven. It's davar sheni mischaven, and it's not guaranteed that it's going to happen altogether. So b'di'evit, you can be mechel, you can do it yourself. L'chatchila, don't do it. Do it. A guy can do it since the tzarech mitzvah, the tzarech nefesh, and it's not a psik resha. It doesn't have to happen. You can combine a number of factors. A guy can do this. Okay, halacha next. Absolutely. I mean, while the pot is on the coals, so you're not. I heard that would depend. If I'm not mistaken, from reading the Mishnah Berurah, it appears it would depend if you will be moving the pot. If by you moving the pot, it's going to cause the coals to shake. Then that's the issue, is causing the coals to shake. Causing the coals to shake is going to be hafara kibbut. If the pot is so heavy, and by moving the pot, nothing's going to happen to the coals.
It's only because of kibbut.
Yeah, only because of kibbut and havara.
Not because of
bishul. No, we're discussing a situation where it's fully cooked. It's fully cooked. Obviously, that's going to be the next. That's going to be much later on, where it's not fully cooked, or even if there's liquid. I mean, that's what we all know with a chalom pot. If there's liquid, so then in a chanami, you're cooking more, you have a problem. But if it's fully cooked and there's no liquid, it's just more of a solid mass, or it's like at least a mush. It's not a mamish. There's no real liquid. So then it will be permitted. That would not be an issue. That will come too much later on. Halacha Yudches Hatavshilin Shematminim Betanu Liyom HaShabbos Kenoke. And again, we're not familiar with this technique. You have Tavshilin that was Hatman. It was put in an oven on Shabbos Kenohog, as their custom. Av Pesach Enoi Turach Betit Mutter. even though the opening of the tanur is not smeared with tit. Now, this was, it's also to put food in an oven because you may come to stir the coals. We have a blech. Okay, our whole situation is completely different. But a technique that the Shulchan Aruch allows one to do when you put food into an oven that's not fully cooked before Shabbos, and not to be concerned that you may come to take the food out, is to seal it with tit. We seal with tit. That will serve as a reminder to you that it's off limits. By smearing the opening of the oven with tit, that's like a blech. It's a reminder that it's off limits, it's cooking, and don't take the food out until it's fully ready.
So what about an oven today?
Well, oven today, we don't come in contact with the coals. That's why there's many of these halachas.
It's a whole different problem today. It's a whole different problem.
Turning up the flame is not, it's a problem. And you're right. There are some modern day poskim that say you should cover the control, the knobs. But that's not what Chazal enacted. Their enactment was
different story. Your old ovens, you adjusted the height of the flame for the temperature.
Yeah.
Today, the ovens work on thermostats. So if you want a lower temperature, the oven goes on and closes. It goes on and closes. If you want a higher temperature, it stays on longer.
Still longer. Right. So but it's the same degree of heat.
The fire is not constant.
It's not right.
On and off. If the fire would be at a level the same time, the whole time, then it would be like the old ovens.
But there's a more fundamental reason. The Isur Takon is to stir the coals. We don't have the ability to stir. There are no coals. There's nothing to stir. The equivalent of us stirring the coals would be to turn the knob. But that's not what Chazal said. Chazal were not talking about turning knobs. They were talking about coming in direct contact with real coals. Since we do not come in contact with real coals, Me'ikar you don't... What?
When you turn the knob, you put the moon.
No, that's another, this is the rice, that can be this is the rice, this is the rabbanon, but we'll come to it later on. It's not the topic, I'm not clear, and we'll believe that we'll come to it as we get to those sugyas a little bit later. But in this specific example, he's talking about the issue of coming in direct contact with the coals. Let's just see what he said. Tavshilun Shabbat Min Mutan Blum Sham Knog, Afal Pi Shab. Pesach einoy tuach betit mutter, even if it's not sealed with clay, it's mutter. It's, you're allowed to put the tavsh. Now this of course refers to food that is fully cooked. Okay, he's going to discuss the details later on. The also liftoich esataner belayla ki shema yesh keder shadayin lo nispashlu kol. So there might be among the pots. Okay, that's other pots. Okay, that's the oven. Okay, I'm not sure. The ali de sheyistim echo achar kach esataner yigurim bishol. Okay, after shilim shematmin b'sech atan
b'tan. Not to be cooked. It's kedei
achilas kibender soy third. Okay, that's another issue. We'll come to that. Okay, let's move on. After shilim shematmin b'tan liyam Shabbos kenog, af al pi shab.
That many years it wasn't cooked. But you left it overnight, so by the time you got to the
Suga
on Shabbos, everything was cooked.
Even though Shabbos Pesach eino tuach betit mutter, okay, so let's do that first, so that even though it's mutter, the also liftoyach esatana belayla, okay, you're not allowed to open up the oven, even though the oven is not sealed with tit, which we'll come to later on, what the issue with that is, you're not allowed to open up the tanner on Shabbos. Why not? There's nothing technically wrong with doing so
at night,
because you're going to have to close the oven. By closing the oven, you will intensify the heat in the oven. And if there is in the oven food that is not fully cooked, by closing the oven, you're causing the temperature to rise. You're causing the heat to become more intense, and that will in turn cause the food that's not cooked to become cooked. So that is the melacha deraisa. The also liftoich has tana belayla ki shema yesh kederish adayin lo nispashukol tzarchon the alideh sheyistoim achar kaches ataner by closing the oven afterwards yigroim bishul, you're going to cause food that's not cooked to now be cooked, and that will be a melacha deraisa of bishul. Now let's take a look what it says over here in the Lamed Zayin. What? No, if something is fully cooked, then it's mutter. Here we're dealing with food that's not yet fully fully cooked. Food that's not yet fully cooked, there are a lot of limitations in what you can do. Okay, we'll see some of these things. Let's see the bottom. What about an electric? Now he does here. He goes and he digresses and discusses. What about cooking something on Shabbos? Now there are two different things. Something called heating and cooking. And be very careful in his words. Lachame means to heat up. You have a cold food, but the food already has been cooked, and now on Shabbos you want to set a timer to warm up food on Shabbos. Is this permitted? To warm up pre-cooked food, hatavshil b'Shabbos al tan chashmali hanerach me'erev Shabbos al yidei sha'on, automatic. Okay, omomoti means automatic clock. Kegoyin sha'orchin al yodei ha'or hachashmol, just like we have clocks, we have timers for lights. Are we allowed to put a warmer on a clock? You have cholent that's been fully cooked and it's in the oven and it's waiting to go, and you're putting on a clock that Shabbos morning at 9 o'clock, the clock will go on and will warm up the food for 2-3 hours. This is mutter. Solid food. Well, let's say there is some, even if it's not solid, let's say there's some liquid in there as well. That's all part of the issue. Are you allowed to do this? I'm not sure that is. Shelo lahatu al pi mashamat maram shik. It's mutter. Lach shomer Shabbos lahalik ner Shabbos. It's no different. Cook warming up pre-cooked food on Shabbos is no different than having a clock for the lights. V'chein roi be'sefer mosad Yerushalayim al Yerushalayim shama mirav ha'chassam sefer ma'isa shasu. There, even the Chassam said they didn't have many clocks, but they had some interesting technique. We were trying similar. What was the technique? Ma'isa shasu anshei, whoever the name of a city,
Frankfurt
am Main. Sha'orchu eish be'erav Shabbos bo'yfen they shahayidolik bo'yolich ad shegi. They lit a very long match. I don't know how well this technique was. They lit a fire, and the fire only reached the location that they needed later on Shabbos. Shamra leha ha kofi v'achimum ba me'aleihem. So they did something in advance. They set some type of fire in advance that would first become triggered on Shabbos. And it was matter. So you see that he allowed them to warm up food or hot water. To warm hot water. The water was not, but it must be the water was already cooked once. I'd rather be a bishop for the very first time.
Overnight, the water cools off.
But once the water already has been cooked, in bishlach habishol. You say and that even
liquids?
Even liquids. Bidiyavet.
Because it cools down. It
cools down. If you, okay, there's a machlok as a pasuk. If you say ein bishlach habishol when it comes to water, that it cools down. Okay, because he's going to mention later on in a few moments that all the seterim are only true when it comes to warming up pre-cooked food. But to cook food for the very first time, that's already a different madrega. So how do you want to apply that to water? If you have water, and the water was boiled once, and then the water cooled down to room temperature. Is there an iser deraisa now to recook the water? It's machlekes apayiskim. You have that shaila when it comes to a klirishon, irib klirishon, when there's moisture, when you, let's say you wash out, they all have different situations like that. So it's always machlekes apayiskim. If water was once cooked and it was cooled down, okay, let's see what he says. He just says, make sure you have no knows what they're doing. All the different chumras that are said concerning it when you set it up. When you in the arrangement, everything should be done as follows. Number one is you have to have the clock set before Shabbos. Well, the Hamad HaTav Shalom Erev Shabbos, the food must be there before Shabbos. In other words, don't go and have a clock. Don't set the timer on Shabbos. Why not? You know, some people do that. If you have a clock, a Shabbos clock, and the lights are scheduled to go on at 3 o'clock, So what's so terrible if I go and I push those little clicks and make it make the clock go, make the lights go on earlier? So there are matirim.
That's not exactly what he's saying.
Right, but they say don't do that.
Don't turn the whole thing on.
Or don't get involved in that child. The clock should be prearranged. The clock, no, not necessarily muksa. Halacha l'maisa, there are many pesukim that say that you are allowed to adjust. You are allowed to adjust those buttons if you're just going to delay the status quo. If the lights are set to go off at 3 o'clock and you want them to go off at 5 o'clock, so you're just maintaining the status quo. There are places that say it's mutter. If the lights are off and you want them to stay off longer to maintain the status quo, the only thing that you're not allowed to do lechatchila is to start to change the status quo at an earlier point in time. Okay, he's not getting involved in that. He's just basically saying is don't start playing with the clock on Shabbos. Whatever you want the oven to go on, lechatchila, have all of the settings arranged before Shabbos. Number two, the second condition, make sure the food is in the oven before Shabbos. Don't put the food in the oven on Shabbos itself. There's no shiloh. So you have a warmer where you have a hot plate, and the hot plate's on a clock. The food is already on the hot plate, and the clock is set from before Shabbos, and the food was fully cooked from before Shabbos, just a matter of heating it up. He says here that it's mutter lechatchila. Base. No, you don't need a blech. A blech you only need when you have food that's not yet fully cooked. Rabbi Reisman always says the story where he once went away with his wife to a hotel or to a guest, and they brought with them food, and his wife put everything on the range for Shabbos, and they forgot to take a blech. So so his wife said, "We don't have a blech. What are we going to do? We went to the hotel. We don't have a blech. What are we going to do?" So he said, "Is the food fully cooked?" So, yeah, everything was prepared for everything. So just a matter of keeping it warm for Shabbos, because you know they prepared for Shabbos. Yeah. Yeah. So Rabbi told us, "So you don't need a blech. Just put the food on the fire itself."
But you have to cover the knobs.
No, you're nothing. The knobs is no different. The knobs are no different than the blech. You don't need to cover the knobs either. The food is fully cooked. The food is fully cooked. So he told his wife, the food was cooked. It's just a matter of keeping it warm for Shabbos. You don't need a blech. So he said, his wife said, "Listen, you don't understand. Av Yisrael, you don't understand. We don't have a blech. How am I supposed to prepare the food for Shabbos?" Says, "Is the food fully cooked?" Yes. Says, "You don't need a blech." So I said to him, "You're not Bikuris." What?
You know the most burning thing.
The gas is on. Yes. Yes.
The most on.
And
the gas
is pretty sharp.
And they have
the
gas is on.
Yeah.
And you don't need a blech if it's cooked.
If it's fully cooked, you don't need a blech.
Just to warm it.
Just to keep it warm for Shabbos. You need a blech when the food is not fully cooked. The food is not half cooked or not a third cooked. Then there is a concern. Time the Gemara Shema Yichata Begecholim. You may stir the coals in order to accelerate the cooking process.
But this is also talking about.
So the knobs is not an ikar hadin. Covering the knobs is a chumra. The Gemara's halacha. The reason why, let's review the basic halacha. We're going to have hatman now. The basic halacha is, if you have food and the food is not cooked to the degree where it's edible, partially edible, what does it mean? Food is edible. It's a machlekes apoyskin, either a third of its full cooking or a half of its full cooking. And if you put food that's not at all cooked, that's not yet reached a third or a half of its potential, and you put it on a fire, there is a concern that you'll come home from shul and you'll want to eat the food now, but it's not yet ready. So you will stir the coals. You'll take a stoker and you'll stir the coals in order to accelerate, to heat up, to increase the temperature, to accelerate the cooking, so they'll be ready in less time than it would ordinarily take. Chazal were afraid this is a real concern. If you'll do this, what's going to happen? You'll violate a melacha deraita of havara, of making a fire. In order to protect you, Chazal said the only time you're allowed to put food that's not fully cooked on the fire before Shabbos is if you cover the coals with ash or dirt. If you cover with dirt or ash, so then by stirring the coals, it's not going to help. It's not going to flare up. And that will prevent you, that will protect you from being nichshol in the melacha deraisa of stirring the coals on Shabbos. So you have to cover it. So we don't have today coals. We have gas or electric, but the takana still is in force, and you have to cover it. That's why we put a blech on top of. We put a blech on top of. You have Rabbi Willig's new book. Rabbi Willig's new book on the Hatmana. You cover with a blech. Now you'll say that today the way you stir the coals is not with. Stirring the coals. The way you stir the coals is not the fire, it's the controls, it is the knobs. So, there are many poskim that say that the blech should come down, or you should take some tape and cover the knobs. But many other poskim say that's a very nice thing to do, and it's a very good idea, but that's not the halacha. The halacha was concerned that you will come in contact with the fire. And today, the fire, it's not really a problem, because there's no way you can actually increase the fire by stoking the range. But it doesn't matter. Chazal said the fire must be covered. It's a very strange concept where halacha, times have changed, technology has changed, but the halacha remains in force, where there must be a hefsek between the fire and the pot. But this is only true if the food is not fully cooked. But most people, many people, I can't say every single situation, many people, when they put up food for Shabbos, the food is already at the point where it's more than a third or a half cooked, and there's no issue. The only time you really need to be concerned is they put up a chalent, mamish, right before Shabbos, right. And the chalent is not even, it's not a half cooked, third cooked, and you're planning that it should be ready by tomorrow morning, then may ikar hadin, if you want to put up the chalent, al pi halacha, there must be a blech. So
you talking, I want to get my clear terminology here. Bishul means cooked with water, or let's say tzli, you bake a chicken.
Bishul is with water.
And I have a roasted chicken.
Yeah.
I bought it at the market for Shabbos. I bring it home, and now I want to warm it up.
When?
Let me ask my question. You have a roasted chicken. You're going to now warm it. You take it out of the refrigerator Shabbos morning. And you're going to put it up on to warm up, not to cook. Is that considered ein bishul achar bishul?
Yes. Ein tzli achar bishul v'ein bishul achar tzli. Once it's already edible, there's no halacha l'maaseh, this mutter. As long as there's no gravy, it's a pure solid, you're allowed to warm it up. You're allowed to put it on top of a on top, not in direct contact with the fire, but you're allowed to put it on top of a pot. Even on a blech, you can put it on a blech. You don't have to put a kadera al gabe kadera. Kadera al gabe is only when it's liquid. When you have a gravy, then you have to put on a kadera al gabe kadera. Yes, you're allowed to put on a hot plate.
Directly on.
As long as there's no gravy, as long as it's a pure solid and it's already been fully cooked before, you're allowed to take it out of the refrigerator, out of the freezer, and you're allowed to put it on a hot plate. Yes.
So the term cooked bishul. First, it's sleeve roasted. Or
yes, yes.
Bake is different.
Oh, wow. A bishul achar oife? I don't think so.
I'm not talking about a bread or a cookie. I'm talking about baked. Your wife bakes a chicken in the oven. It's not roasted, not sleeve on a fire, mamish.
That's the same thing. It doesn't matter. That's not cooking. Cooking in halacha is with water. Bishul in halacha always means water. That's really more like a pot roast. When there's no water, it's called tzli kedar. When you take a chicken, you put it in the oven, that's really called tzli kedar. Tzli kedar is when you don't have, where you cook it in a pot, you cook it in a pot without water. So tzli kedar, what? Gravy has the status of water, liquid. Okay, let's go further. Base, b'mokoyim hefsid. Okay, b'mokoyim hefsid. Choyche sheiskalku hamacholim imashe yishe alatanur mutu loymal yakum. Next case. Okay, so the first thing he says is that you're allowed to use an electric clock. The second issue, he says that b'mokim hevsid dechoyshes sheiskalku hamacholim imashe sheyishal atanu mutu loymo liyakum lahamir atavshul b'shabes kodim she yishaveh eish meyatzmo. In a situation where something's going to get ruined, you're allowed to tell a goy to put the tavshil b'shabes Koidem sheyisave ha'esh me'atzmo uvehevse kedera rekonis kinog. Right, so this situation is in a situation the choyshe sheyiskaga b'chol me'mash yishe ala. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what this means. Let's do Gimel.
He doesn't want the stuff to get burned.
Yeah, so you're telling him to go do what?
Later, before the clock opens. You have a Shabbos clock at 11 o'clock on a Shabbos morning.
Yeah.
And you want to put the stuff on at 10 o'clock, it should warm up.
The Mokoyim have Sid, what do you mean?
Says, yeah. You're not using Goy to do that.
What do you want to do exactly?
You want to put on the stuff on the platter or on the fire at 10 o'clock, and at 11 o'clock it will automatically go off.
Okay. So
he says,
that you can do. Okay, so
you. Talk about a platter, let's talk about the fire itself. The fire that's electronically.
It's going to go on at 11 o'clock. So you're allowed to tell the guy to put it on the pot at 10 o'clock. Before. So it's a combination of the guy and the clock. The clock is going to go on at 11 o'clock.
Assuming the clock is making the real fire.
Okay. Assume the clock is making the real fire. So you're telling the guy to put on the food on this fire at 10 o'clock in advance.
He says on top,
have some container. Okay. Alright, let's listen further. Gimla harchoko yisera shlo yavali dey michshol yitle misker al hasho'in. You should put, this is a chumah, you should put a lock or some type of covering on the clock via latanur hachashmali v'yichazek gam al hamuchuna piska sho'lecho nechtavim hatenoim hanal. Hayidus hachok, you should go cover the controls. Cover the controls and make sure you have a list, a check-off list, to make sure that you follow all of the rules. So basically, what he comes out of Maskan over here is that according to at least this approach, according to this opinion, that the Maram Shik, it's mutul lechatchila. Mutul lechatchila for a person to set up food with automatic clock. But however, v'ayim b'shut tzitliyazer, shehelo li'isur, v'chein he disagrees. He holds that it's not proper to warm up food with an electronic clock. They don't bring the Chasam Sofer, which was matter. The Ayin Be Kuntres Luach Hayovel Kosav Sham Hagoyin Rav Yosef Elio Henkin. Gam Kain the Luchamim Tav Shel Shemit Shomer Shabbos Muter. Avol Levash Shel Al Yidei Zet Tav Shel Mechadash Shnirud Yas. Rav Henkin makes the Pshara. He says, as we said before, is that if you want to use an electronic, you want to use a timer to warm up something that already was cooked, it's mutter, but to use a timer to actually heat up something on Shabbos itself, he holds that is usur. To cook something for the very first time, you want to go put in some raw chicken into the oven and put the oven on a clock, and you're going to have fresh cooked chicken on Shabbos morning. You'll take some frozen chicken, it's very simple, take frozen chicken, and you put it in the oven Friday night, and then by the time it will defrost, it won't get ruined, and then in the morning, the clock will turn on and we'll cook it for 2-3 hours and be ready for your Suda Shabbos. So that, he holds, is usur. The Ayin Shem Od B'Sef. You just played. It seems from the chas, it's not clear. I don't know the answer. We don't see people do this. We don't see people. Rav Moshe Bechlau was very mad. What?
You
can cook anyway. You can cook on Yomtiv, but on Shabbos we don't see people cooking with clocks on Shabbos. Rav Moshe was very very machmir with clocks. Rav Moshe held. Does not allow clocks and air conditioners. No one follows his pesach halacha. No one follows his chumra. Rav Moshe writes that he would not allow clocks on lights, but people already, it's so common, so he's not going to step. And he holds that it's an isra of avshamilsa. It's a zilzul in the honor of Shabbos, a zilzul, the honor of Shabbos, that things are happening, that molochos are being done on Shabbos. Anytime you have something where you're not doing it, it's mutter, it's technically mutter, but it's still, it's called, the Gemara uses this term, avshamilsa, it's noise. like we have over here, noise. Avsha Nilsa. Noise, Avsha means noise, is something significant. It's significant in the fact that it takes away from the spirit of Shabbos. Someone is vacuuming, right? You're not allowed to have a guy, a cleaning lady, vacuum your house on Shabbos. You have to protest. Why? What's so terrible? Let them vacuum. I didn't tell them to vacuum. They're doing it for their own benefit. What's the big deal? The answer is, it's a zilzal. You're in your home on Shabbos, and the goita is vacuuming the house. That's not the spirit of Shabbos. But there's nothing technically wrong. I'm not vacuuming. I didn't tell her to vacuum. She's doing it herself. The Gemara says this. Avsha mils. Noise is something which is significant. If it was being done quietly and no one knew about, no one heard about, technically it's mutter. It's not taking away from the flavor, the spirit of the day. But when there's a lot of noise going on, that's problematic. Much as noise is not just sound, noise is a significant accomplishment.
Disturbance of the peace.
Oh, bro, no, but an accomplishment. Wow, look at that. We come to shul, it's boiling hot. All of a sudden, the air conditioner is going on. The air conditioner is going off. What's going on over here? How is this going on? The temperature, it's too much of, are you allowed to turn on? Are you allowed to turn on the air conditioner? No. Not. How did this happen? Oh, there are clocks, there are goyim, things are happening. Rav Moshe's frame of mind, Rav Moshe, a very holy person, this is a zilzal in Shabbos. We're so used to it.
Rav
Moshe sat in the heat the whole year round. Rav Moshe never sat and used the air conditioner.
But that's the other thing. He said you don't need air conditioning.
Right. Rav Moshe didn't have air conditioning. Rav Moshe never used the air conditioning. He held it and he said that if you have to remember, this is different times. Not everyone, I know when I was a kid, the air conditioner, it was such a luxury. My parents had an air conditioner in their room. And we live in the Lower East Side. And my parents had an air conditioner in their room, an old Schmata air conditioner, which used to break down every other day. Remember, the repairman used to come every other day. And the rest of the apartment, there was no air conditioning. And it was boiling. I remember the summers. It was boiling hot. And it was a treat. I can sleep in my parents' bedroom. Sleep on the floor. What? So Rav Moshe, that was already, I'm a kid, so Rav Moshe already was a Zaki Muflug already at that time. So Rav Moshe, years ago, he probably had this. So wow, an air conditioner. So he didn't hold it. He said, if I had it, I'd get used to it. And then if the air conditioner would break, I wouldn't be able to learn because I would get so accustomed to living a life of luxury, I would not be able to survive without an air conditioner. Today,
I remember there was a Yom Kippur was boiling hot.
Yeah.
No air conditioning. And the Baal Tefillah, who was a big person, because mentioned there, took off his pants on this bekeshit.
His pants.
His
pants, wow.
I remember the crowd. Everyone knew that they saw his speech, you know.
Not Shabbos. Children's toys that make a big issue of noise.
Right, noise. Anything which makes noise is problematic.
There was a letter there 2 weeks ago telling people to bring the kids in the backyard for Shabbos to give you the nucha.
Not to play ball.
Until, let's say, 4 o'clock.
And not what?
Not let him play in the backyard.
In Israel, they have these rules. Yeah. 2 to 4, you cannot make noise.
Wow.
Buildings, private homes.
But that's another issue of playing ball.
There were years and toys. Those were actually closed.
The answer to that is
2 to 4.
All right, let's do a little bit more. We're spending our time. But Ayin Shamod, Besefin Yushasa played the Kola Heter Hanal Davka Im Heirichu Hashon Mibod Yom Be'er Shabbos. Even those Ramatis, only when they make the ritual before Shabbos. Avala Harich Zeb Shabbos Shem Zerm Kishiyavah Zerm Yicham Hatav Shul Pshidu Yasser. Of course, it goes without saying that you're not allowed to set the clock on Shabbos. The Yesh Bezis Havar Ayin Shamod, that's Dabar Pashat. Uve Share, I'm not sure what this stands for. Yesh Lahatu Gamay Shasat Chak, Yesh Lahatu Gamay Amira de Amir Liakum. Amira de Amir, you tell one guy, tell another guy to change the clock. The Ayin Birambam, the Ayin Bishal Shuv Shalomeshiv, Mashakosa Binyan Im, Amamid Akli Shos Bishabis Atzma, it's not the Ram, obviously, we're talking about Ram Shos Shalomeshiv, Binyan Imamid Akli Shos Bishabis Atzma, talks about all the different rules of setting a clock. The general rule most posts can be is like we mentioned before, you're allowed, if the clock already is set, you're allowed to, on those, a lot of them, we have people, many people have those clocks where they have, for each hour, there's a little click, a little piece of plastic that you push along the side, you can change the clock, the tripper, you can change it in order to delay the status quo. If it's off, you want to delay it, so you can change it to delay it. On Shabbat itself, the lights are off. I want the lights to remain off even more. So you push those things. But the clock already is in operation. And if the lights are on, you want them to stay on, so you can push those things that should stay on later. But to change those little triggers to make it happen, to change the status quo, that is also. No, it's not muksa. It's not muksa. That is
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was once in Israel, and there the electricity comes off, often, at least it used to.
Yeah.
And it went off. This was Shabbos afternoon.
So when it was off, they changed all the settings. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure when they did it, but I know it would have been dark in the house because it was coming to Friday, Shabbos afternoon. The
minute
time.
Yeah.
But the lights came back on. They knew the electricity came back on.
Yeah.
So everybody sat in the dark. They moved the clock.
They changed the settings. Because since the electricity went off, it would have disturbed the clock.
So right. You have multiple. They could,
so there the electricity is completely off. Also there, I see what you're saying. That's already a whole different story.
That's a very chiddush.
Because you're changing the clock, you're changing the clock in a way where it's going to cause the lights to go on earlier than it otherwise would have gone. But on the other hand, they're playing around. But on the other hand, they're playing with the clock when there's no electricity at all.
The reason they gave is because the women would be upset.
Okay, all right.
You said I was running the show.
Don't mess with the women.
Yeah. Multiple trippers on the clock.
I want to keep all the light on the light longer.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to move.
No. Now let him move. You want to leave the way? You want to leave the light on longer? Yeah, could be. You're allowed to do that. Yeah.
I could move it up a little bit, but you have to move it.
Every clock is different. I'm talking specifically about the clocks that have those little plastic triggers. There are 24 of them. So you can add more. You can trip it. If right now the lights are off, and you want the lights to remain off for a longer period of time, the lights are set to go on at 3 o'clock. And you want the lights to remain off until 6 o'clock. And currently the lights are off, so you can push those little things in the other... Adjust it. Some of them. There are different types of clocks. To turn it. So, yeah, so the car you can turn also. You could. To maintain the status quo.
Always maintaining the status that it's now. What about kids changes it?
No. What do you mean?
There's one trip to turn it on, one trip to turn it off.
To keep it permanently on? Should be a difference. I'm not really sure. We have to go study this in more detail. I don't know. I'm not really sure. We have to check this out. I'm sure online we can find the whole guidelines from the OU, from the OK, from the Star K. All the different religious organizations will have a whole set of rules. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a little break. Yeah.